Hello, everybody, and welcome in to the newest edition of Bansy Banter as we start the year 2026. It's a look inside the Builders Association of North Central Indiana, and I've got a new member, not really a new member, but a new title for Jackie Wyatt. And many of you know Jackie, but she is now the Executive Director of the Builders Association of North Central Indiana. And this is your look, I guess, Jackie, at your first chance to kind of talk about yourself as the leader working under Kim last year. And I know Kim has put you in a great spot to take over here, but first of all, congratulations, and we welcome you in. We're excited to have you.
Thank you.
But let's just talk about you a little bit. Let's start first. I want to ask you about the transition to this position. I know you worked with the chamber quite a bit, but let's just kind of talk about your background a little bit and what got you to the position that you're at right now.
Sure, yeah. So I have been a hairdresser in the area for 39 years and owned my own salon for 31 of those years, and that was in Warsaw. And then 2.5 years ago, I took on a part-time position with the Chamber of Commerce, which is in the same building as the Builders Association. So at one point, Kim had approached me and asked me if I'd be interested in maybe taking over, and I said no several times. And then I finally just said, well, tell me what it involves. So all of 2025, I worked part-time at the Chamber. I worked part-time at the Builders Association. I had closed my salon down, and so I was in training all of 2025. And so now, 2026, Kim has retired, and I have taken over full-time.
It's interesting you said the hair salon background, because you have to be someone who can talk to kind of everybody, I think, in
Absolutely.
That field. And
yep.
I think that fits you very well as the executive director, because you can just see it day to day. You're very approachable, very easy to talk with you. And I think that's going to go a long way as the executive director.
Yeah, there's lots of personalities that you have to work with. And just go with that.
Yeah, so we've gotten to work with Kim and, or excuse me, Jackie, and you've seen her. I mean, if you're involved at meetings, if you've been involved in some of the home shows, the outings, you've seen Jackie around helping out, and now she gets a chance to take over and to be in charge, and she's doing a great job so far. So outside of the association, you know, what are some things you love about North Central Indiana? What are some things that you're involved with? I know you've got your boys, but what does that look like for you?
Yeah, so I have two boys. My oldest, Jameson, he has completed his schooling at University of Northwestern Ohio and has moved back to Warsaw. So his degree is in high-performance racing technology. And then my youngest, Jasden, is a junior at Lakeland Christian Academy, very much involved in soccer. So that's pretty much where I spend my weekends, Saturdays, evenings, when soccer season is in full swing. He does indoor soccer, too, so it's pretty much year-round that we're doing some sort of soccer.
It's a good place to be for soccer, Lakeland Christian there. Your oldest, where's he working? Where is he applying that? That's actually, I've never heard of that that field.
Yeah, so currently he's working two jobs. So he works at Norris Thermal Technologies over by Mentone, doing welding for them. And then part-time, he works at a business in Auburn, and I honestly can't tell you the name of it, but that's where his high performance degree is coming into play. They work and modify race cars.
Wow. Yeah, that's awesome. Hey, Indiana's the place to be, I think, if that's something you're interested in doing. A lot of racing background in Indiana, and that's awesome. I've never heard of that degree before. Mm-hmm. What about the position excited you? Because you said no a lot of times to Kim, but ultimately you ended up kind of getting into this role. But what do you feel like kind of drew you to it overall?
Well, the main thing, I love planning events, and we do have a lot of events at the Builders Association. And so that's kind of what drew me in, being able to work on those events and plan those. And a lot of them are already planned, and I just have to kind of implement them. But I did see some areas where I thought maybe we could change things up a little bit and make them even better. So that's kind of my goal this year.
Yeah, I can see that based on just what you've offered to the group. I'm excited for the home show. I think this year we're spending some time, and it's still a little ways away, but we're spending a lot of time already adding some new things and some twists.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think you're a big part of that, obviously. Very yeah. organized. You've been putting our board to work, and I love that. We've got a lot to do in preparation for that. And we will talk about that because there have been some changes overall with the structure of the home yep. show this year. So correct. I want to make sure that we do talk about that. But I want to talk about a couple of the benefits you actually offer as the executive officer. There was just an email sent out. If you're a part of the mailing list, if you're you're a member, you get the mailing list. And there's always good information on there, meetings, things like that. You definitely want to be a part of it. Keep an eye out in your email inbox for it. If you're not, you can go to buildnci.com and you can find a way to inquire about joining along and get all the information, or if you're interested in becoming a member as a builder or an associate member. But there are a lot of things that you bring, and one of them is notary services, correct?
Correct. Yep. Yeah, so I got my notary license working at the chamber. They helped me get that. And that's something that stays with the person, not the organization. So mm-hmm. I'm able to bring that to the Builders Association. And currently, my license is good until 2032. So, yeah. So that's something that I'd like to offer to our membership.
There you go. So if you need notary services, mm-hmm. you can reach Jackie and get that taken care of. Also, another thing in that email that kind of introduced you as the executive officer, or executive director, rather, phone numbers change. And I kind of mentioned that to you because it threw me off today. We were communicating and I had the phone number from the association with Kim's name attached to it.
Yep.
That is now your number,
correct? That is now my number. Yep.
Okay. And is there any other changes? Maybe it's an email or anything that you can think of right now that would be good for members to know as we get into the new year, communication-wise
well,
or anything?
Well, the info at buildnci.com is still a valid email. But then I also have Jackie at buildnci.com as well.
Awesome. Yeah.
Both of those are good emails.
I wanted to make sure we talked about that because I'm sure, and there's going to be more stuff we'll be able to kind of toss in and keep an eye out for. But I think this is, we've already kind of talked about the home show, but I think this is a good place to start looking at our events for the year.
Yeah.
We're in January, and I think the home show is the first one going to be coming up.
I believe so.
Here in March, or back end of March, I believe.
Yeah, front end of March.
Front end of March.
6th and 7th.
What are some initial changes we don't have to give it all away.
But, okay.
But what are some things that maybe you're excited about that you want to tease about this year's home show?
Yeah, yeah. Well, so we've shortened it. We mm-hmm. dropped Sunday's portion. Friday, we changed the hours a little bit on that. So hoping to catch maybe more dinner crowd, people after they get off work sort of thing on Friday night. And then obviously we'll still be there all day on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And then we're trying to add a few things on Saturday, make it more kid-friendly. We've got some fun kid events planned. And then we've also added something new this year. We're calling it cash and carry tables, which is geared towards maybe crafters that would maybe have something that they would bring to the show and would want to sell it. So it's things that people can purchase and take home with them that day.
Once again, you're listening to Bansy Banter here on News Now Warsaw. We're talking with Executive Director Jackie Wyatt, and we just mentioned the home show there. Yeah, Saturday, I think that's the big push. We kind of pulled Sunday off the schedule to make sure that we're really focusing on that Saturday crowd and taking best advantage of those that may be interested in looking at what our members have to offer, and non-members, of course. Family Day on Saturday, that was what we kind of got some feedback on and felt like we could best implement that. And I think it's going to be great.
I think there's
a great potential there, and we want you to bring your kids. We want your kids to be able to be entertained in a way that still allows you to kind of get an eye out for maybe what you might need for your home, any services upcoming for 2026. From that, I want to go to 2026 overall. What other changes do you see on the promotional schedule, or at least the event schedule? The biggest one that I see, and I want you to kind of touch on this a little bit, is we've moved the Marshall County show off. We moved that Plymouth home show off. We've combined the shows. I think it's a good thing. There's a lot of benefits to that. Unfortunately, it does pull us out of Plymouth. But what was the overall decision there?
Yeah, well, I think the overall decision, and this was a decision made by the board, and it was a hard decision to make. We did not want to pull out of Plymouth, but the numbers have been down several years in a row. So we felt it was time to pull away from doing the Plymouth event and really just focusing on Warsaw and trying to make it a better event. And then as it turns out, the location that we were using in Plymouth has closed down, so we wouldn't have been able to have had it there anyway. So it just worked out that we're really just focusing on Warsaw, pouring into that, trying to make it bigger and better.
And I assure you, those that are in Marshall County or in surrounding counties, if you'd planned on going to that one, I don't want to speak for every vendor, but I do believe a lot of the vendors that were already agreeing or were already in for the Plymouth Home Show are going to be at the Warsaw Home Show anyway. So you're going to be able to get those that you may have missed in Plymouth. And,
yep. It's a lot of the same vendors.
Yeah, a lot of the same vendors, and definitely worth the drive just to come over and really spend that time. Saturday is the big day there. Anything else on the event schedule as of now that's really changing from years past? Not that anything I can think of, but is there anything?
I don't think there's anything new in the works. Last year we had added the clay shoot. So that was the first year. It went really well. So I think we're going to try and push that a little harder this year. And that was just a fun day out, just to go shoot and just hang out.
It definitely added something to the schedule. When I get those emails and I see kind of, okay, and I see clay shoot, I'm like, all right,
yeah,
that's new.
Yeah.
That was a new, that kind of, that catches your attention.
Yep.
But last year, a really good year for the association.
I know we're
talking so much about this year. I do want to kind of pull back to last year a little bit. Did you have any closing thoughts on 2025 overall as you were kind of in the wings there getting ready? What did you kind of take away from the year? I know it ended well, and we got a lot of really great awards as well. The association
did. Yeah. So, yeah, a lot of our members got some great awards with the home show. They got some Hoosier Excellence Awards that's given out by the state. So that was awesome just to see our members thriving and succeeding. We're hoping for that again this year. We'll be starting working on the home show soon, believe it or not. I know it's not until September, but we start the planning process early on in the year. So,
yeah,
looking forward to that.
It is. It was a great, great end to the year, and we're excited for 2026. We're going to take a quick break here on News Now Warsaw as we continue our conversation with Jackie Wyatt from the Builders Association of North Central Indiana. We'll be back in a moment with Bancy Banter.
The Menards 15% off bag sale is here. Whether you pack it, load it, stuff it, or stack it, if it fits in the bag, you save 15%. Need new tools? Updating your bath or faucet? Or simply want some snacks? Put them in the bag and save 15%. So pick up a bag in-store at Menards and find out how much you can fit in the bag. Now through January 24th. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi, I'm Alan Aldifer.
And I'm Mike Bergen. We love Kosciuszko County and have had the pleasure of serving our community and clients for over 20 years as Aldifer Bergen & Company.
Now we are excited to become part of the Beacon Point Advisor family. This move allows us to have more time to take care of our clients to help in all of your present and future financial needs. All of our local people are staying and are here to see you on West Market Street in downtown Warsaw. Remember, Aldifer Bergen & Company has partnered with Beacon Point Advisors.
The Times Theater in Rochester is rocking. Starting with Saints of Crew, a Motley Crue tribute band, at 8 p.m. on January 24th. Next is the Friday Night Party featuring 1985 Totally 80s Mixtape live at 8 p.m. on February 27th. And Bonfire, a tribute to AC/DC, will take the stage at the Times Theater at 8 p.m. on March 7th. Visit thetimestheater.com to get your tickets today. The Times Theater, 618 Main Street in downtown Rochester.
Are you finally ready to change the way you view exercise from the inside out and get in the best shape of your life? Hi, this is Nicole with Hotworks in Warsaw, inviting you to bring on the heat and take advantage of our limited time special offers. Buy one session and get one free. Buy two sessions and get two free. Or buy five sessions and get three free. Build discipline, resilience, work ethic, and confidence, and get more workout in less time through a series of infrared heat, sauna-based isometric workouts, and high-intensity interval training. Enjoy the expert guidance of virtual instructors and choose from rowing, cycling, bar none, Pilates, yoga, and strength training. Benefits include increased strength and energy, weight loss, lower blood pressure, improved circulation, stress reduction, uplifted mood and confidence, and improved overall health. Visit hotworks.net/studio/Warsaw for more information or call 574-275-8553 today to book your sessions and save. Bring on the heat in 2026 and earn the burn with Hotworks.
A new year brings new resolutions, and in 2026, Many of us are resolving to make our homes more comfortable, more efficient, and better protected from the Indiana winter. Maybe this is the year you want to upgrade that insulation to keep the cold out and the warmth in, replace an aging heating system, seal up drafts, or finally just tackle those winter repairs you've been putting off. Whatever your cold weather project might be, one resolution matters most: choosing the right professional for the job. That's where the Builders Association of North Central Indiana can connect you with trusted, local contractors who meet industry standards and take pride in their craftsmanship. When you hire a member, you're working with someone who understands our winters and knows how to take care of homes here in Indiana. So what's your home resolution for 2026? Stay warm, save energy, build smart? To do that, just find a local trusted professional today at buildnci.com for the Builders Association of North Central Indiana.
For over 50 years, Reinholt and Talmer Eye Care has been caring for families just like yours, sometimes three generations deep. From your child's first pair of glasses to your grandparents' eye health, we've seen it all and we care about it all. With four experienced doctors and flexible hours throughout the week, we're here to help you when your eyes need us. Call 574-269-3828 or visit ReinholtEyeCare.com to schedule. Reinholt and Talmer, caring for your family's eyes like they're our own.
Welcome back into this week's Bansy Banter here on News Now Warsaw. I'm your host, Balin Height. You just heard from the new executive officer of the Builders Association of North Central Indiana, Mrs. Jackie Wyatt. Awesome conversation with Jackie. She's so much fun to work with, and really excited for her and knowing that as Kim McKibben steps away from the position, the association's in great hands with Jackie. As we continue this morning's show, we're going to actually talk to Aaron Miller of JH Construction. This was a conversation that we had with him over the summer as he began to prepare for the Parade of Homes. But just a nice information and kind of some fun things about JH Construction that are always good to learn about. And our goal on this show is to include members of the association, builders of the association, and just to continue to build this show week in and week out. And it's a new thing for us here on News Now Warsaw, but we're super excited to partner with the association. And we'll go ahead and close out the show after the conversation with Aaron Miller. And when we do that, we'll also point you in the direction of how you can maybe get involved and even have your business as a member of the association on this morning show. So we'll be right back after this conversation with Aaron Miller of JH Construction.
So JH Construction, it's me, Aaron Miller, my brother Elmer Miller. We started out full-time back in 2009. And the goal to start with was to have enough work to keep me and my brother Elmer busy and maybe my sons at some point. So now we have 18 employees, full-time employees. Me and my brother, my three sons, are actually minority partners in the business. So we've gone from doing a lot of small remodels, roofing, siding, to the last 5 years were primarily new homes, and also some fairly large remodels, addition type stuff. So very proud to be able to be considered one of the premier builders of the area and to be in a Parade of Homes.
Now, you said you're in the office most of the time nowadays. Did you always start as an office, or were you on the site and now that's a part of the job maybe you've had to kind of learn a little bit?
Definitely didn't think I'd be an office person, but I actually enjoy it by now. And the reason is there was just a need to stay at home in the office to keep track of everything, being on site and trying to do the customer return calls, keep up with all the bookwork was just not working.
So if someone wants to start a new build or a new home with JH Construction, what does the early part of the process look like? How can they contact you? And then, you know, where does that kind of go from there?
So usually the process is contact us. Maybe we get to meet them and just see if they seem like a fit for us or if we feel like a fit for them. And then usually it starts out with just a sketch or an idea. I put together a rough budget for them. And if they say, hey, this looks doable, then we get an actual drawing done by an architect, put together an actual estimate for them, and kind of work from there. The process from that first initial call to actually getting to starting the project is probably a lot of times between 8 to 12 months.
Do you have any favorite projects you've worked on, or maybe recently or over time? Is there even a remodel, even something you guys have done that always kind of stands out to you?
We did a really nice remodel that was in the parade 2 years ago, also on Lake Wawasee. That, pretty proud of that one. I think most people would walk into that home and would not have any idea that it was a remodel. So proud of that. In the past, this isn't about homes, but in the past we had the opportunity to rebuild the Brown Barn at the Fulton County Museum. That was definitely a project that I don't want to do every day, but I'm proud of being able to do that.
Yeah, yeah. I know that area really well, and really unique to kind of have that in the resume, in the portfolio to talk about and to show people. Okay, so what is the best way to get in contact with you and your company, and if someone has interest or maybe see some of your guys' past work?
So the easiest way, of course, is an email. You can go on our website, and that'll connect you to us if you want to, or a phone call, of course. I'm in the office, 574-453-7938, or an email, and then we respond from that.
As we wrap up our first edition of 2026 of Bansy Banter, we finish our conversations with Jackie Wyatt and Aaron Miller of JH Construction. If you would like to hear these shows back, or you missed our show at any point this morning, you can log on to newsnowwarsaw.com. There'll be an archive page. There'll be a shows page. You click that. That will take you to a full list of all of our shows that we have had for the year, and you'll be able to listen back at any point for the information for those. I do want to point, too, as we talk about, you know, information and where to get in contact. If you heard anything from today's show, you just heard the conversation with JH Construction. Aaron had his contact information left in there. You can go ahead and find him there if there's interest in the project. But for the Builders Association of North Central Indiana as a whole, you can reach them at 574-267-6125. That's 574-267-6125. Or if you'd like to email Jackie about information, maybe about the upcoming home show, if you'd like to get a table, it is open to non-members as well. Or if you would like to get involved in other ways or join the association, whether you're a builder or an associate member, you can email info@buildnci.com. The website is buildnci.com, and those are all great ways to get involved. You can learn a little bit more about the association, just what the association does, 47 years in the making with over 180 members. And my favorite part about the website is you can get into the members tab. You can find featured builders, featured developers, any category, any resource that you might need for a project on your home or building a new home. You can find all the information and maybe why you'd want to choose a builder for the specific project or a specific service that you might need for your home. So that's going to be a look once again at Bansy Banter. You'll be able to listen on News Now Warsaw at this time every single Saturday morning as we hope to continue the show. Next week, we hope to talk about the things that will help your home stay warm. And that's very important this time of the year as we are sitting here recording this on a Saturday morning. Boy, it's chilly out. We hope you stay warm this morning, and we hope you are staying warm in your home, not just outside, but in your home as well. So next week, we hope to talk with some members about ways to keep your home insulated and ways to keep your home warm overall. We plan to have about two interviews and two conversations every show moving forward on the program. Once again, this has been Bansy Banter here on News Now Warsaw. You can listen back to our shows visiting newsnowwarsaw.com, and you can also check out the Builders Association. Find all your contact information there at buildnci.com. Well, have a great Saturday morning, everybody. Stay warm. Please, please stay warm. I'm Balin Height signing off, and we will talk to you next Saturday morning.